I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On September 2nd, al-Shabaab terrorists killed 18 civilians and destroyed several relief trucks in central Somalia. Greg Kelly with World Mission says al-Shabaab wields as much power as the Somali government. Despite the danger, many people continue to share the story of Jesus in Somalia. World Mission supports them by sending in solar-powered audio Bibles in the local language. Ask God to strengthen these ministry workers and pray the gospel will bring hope. And loneliness is a familiar feeling for young people around the world. Some experienced it through the COVID-19 pandemic or generational strife. Christians in the Middle East and North Africa can feel especially ostracized. The Sat7 Arabic program, New Light, connects young believers in the MENA region. Joe Willey says the show helps viewers think critically about life. Topics include failure, media, and identity. Pray young people across the MENA region will hear about the love of Jesus through their programming. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.